now, it's time for another edition of the soon-to-be award-winning segment, People Say the Darndest Things About Sports.
What did you say?
With your host, Junior Miller.
And we start with a fresh one that was in my inbox this morning from last night's Rangers-Tigers game. From P1 Pete. He was at the game, and he said on the big screen, they showed the Tigers' Zach McKinstry. And next to his name was his jersey number 39. And the lady behind me said, he's 39 years old? It also said right below his name that he was in the 2016 draft. So highly unlikely that he's 39 years old. By the way, Zach McKinstry, maybe the most interesting player in Major League Baseball. He plays shortstop, third. He played right field last night and pitched.
He is interesting.
He is the ultimate utility guy. He's pitched a few games over the last couple of seasons, and he can play anywhere in the field.
Wow.
Anyway, just a little sports side note there.
And he's 39?
He's number 39. Yeah, I think he's actually like 29 years old. All right, P1 Matt. Wife. Okay, let's watch an episode of Home Improvement. Me. No thanks, I'm watching the Rangers. Wife. That's not even the Rangers. Me. What? Wife. That's not their uniforms. It's not the Rangers. Me. Yes, it is. It's their City Connect jerseys. 7-year-old. Mom, that's Adolis Garcia. They're at Globe Life Field. Me. That's a giant T behind home plate. Wife. Wait, what? But that's the Detroit Tigers logo or something. Me. Please stop. This is already going to the musers. Wife, does that uniform have a mockingbird on it? Me and the 7-year-old. What? Me, it's their City Connect jerseys. Wife, what? Me, City Connect uniforms, please stop. She finally stops.
I'm kind of with her. Slight defense. I could see how that would confuse someone. They've never seen him before.
This is from P1 John. Wife. Seriously, how many number 42s do the Rangers have?
Oh, no, not on that day.
Me. It's Jackie Robinson Day. Wife. Oh, my God, don't email Junior. Here's one from another P1 Matt. Tonight, while watching the build-up to the draft, this is from the NFL draft back in April, my hot Canadian girlfriend asks about how the NFL draft works. I told her that the team with the worst record usually picks first, excluding trades, etc. Because I'm a Cowboys fan and P1 and all-around skeptic, she asks if the Cowboys had the number one overall pick.
The way y'all talk about them, they must be the worst team.
P1 Steve, tonight while watching the Stars play game one of the Western Conference Final, my wife asked me the following question. Did the Houston Oilers move to Edmonton?
Oh my God.
I said,
layers here.
I said, no, the Houston Oilers football team did not move to Edmonton and become a hockey team.
You know what? Let's move the franchise. Let's change sports. I've had it with this sport and this town.
He says, making this more unbelievable, my wife was born and raised in Houston.
Oh, no.
P1 Ron, my wife is sweet. She loves baseball, the Mavericks, even watches golf. For years, she has watched golf, a lot of golf. So as we're sitting here watching the PGA Championship, she comes out of the blue with, is Phil Mickelson left-handed?
Oh, no.
I have to say I was shocked.
And he's actually not.
He plays golf left-handed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he's not left-handed.
Right.
P1 Jeffrey, this is a submission from the Masters. Okay, my spousal unit is scrolling the news this morning and asked me if Ludwig Oberg is the golfer from my alma mater, Texas Tech. I answered yes. And she proceeded to let me know that he shot the low round yesterday, Friday, at the Masters. I was pleasantly surprised and impressed with her sports update. until she commented with confidence, "That's not what you want them writing about." She thought low round was the worst round.
Oh, God.
That's not what you want them writing about your alma mater.
So low.
That's an embarrassing moment for your school that he had the low round. Jeffrey says, "I just walked out of the room shaking my head." P1 Max, "Some people persons in my family dwelling have a huge problem with the way our professional sports works. They don't understand why someone who is from, let's say, the Dallas area is a huge Cowboys fan, but no one on the team may be from Dallas or even Texas. It drives them absolutely nuts."
Really?
You should be rooting for your local team full of local players.
Yeah.
They want to regionalize all the teams. Okay.
And you know, come to think of it, I think it was the AFL and maybe the ABA. They both started off, I think, I'm just going top of my head here, with drafting only players from your region.
That is true, and I think the NFL had a period of time where they did that.
So there was a thought at one point in professional sports with these leagues that the players on the teams in those towns need to be from the area.
Yeah, and I think they based that on the success of college football.
Mm-hmm. So that person in your household is not too far off base. P1 Daniel, State Farm commercial on TV with Caitlin Clark. "Wife, I am so proud of Carly Cook." Me. Huh? I look up and see Caitlin on the screen and say, "Oh yeah, Carly's really changing the game." Wife says, "Totally."
Carly Cook.
Carly Cook. And finally, this is from P1 Gentry. "Watching a basketball game a couple of weeks ago, the announcers were talking about how many points a player had scored from the bench." Wife, "How can they score from the bench?" Me, "What?" Wife, "He just said that that guy had scored 10 points from the bench. How do you score from the bench?"
Is that like when Luka's taking those shots and from out of bounds, Steph Curry does that too?
I thought you were allowed to have at least one guy on the bench have a basketball and he can throw it in and shoot it at any time.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Well, Gentry said to his wife, "Well, they have a new rule where you can pass to a player sitting on the bench, and if they hit a shot from there, it's worth 10 points.
I'd love it.
That's how he has 10 points. Wife, "Really? When did that start?"
Last Thursday.
Then the son jumps in and says, "Dad, please don't do this." Wife, "Is he messing with me?" Son, "It just means that the player didn't start the game. He was on the bench. When the game started, he came into the game for somebody else. He did not hit a shot from the bench."
He did not score from the bench.
It's raining threes.
And that's another, yes.
I've never understood that. What's so great about starting? Like, it seems so arbitrary. We go, "Man, he started the game. Oh, he scored from the bench." Because you can subs him out, like, the next play if you even wanted to. So what is it, just the pageantry and the honor of starting?
I guess it's partly the pageantry. If you're a starter, that just carries more weight. And it's partly the thought that you play your best players first, then they rest, then they come in again, then they rest. So they're going to get the most minutes.
But if you're going to rest, let's say, one of your stars, why don't you just rest him at the beginning of the game and then bring him in towards the end when you know what?
Because you don't want to get
more towards
you
the
get
end.
Off to a good start.
Yeah, you don't want to get buried early.
Well, you won't get buried early.
Okay. Just start whoever you want then.
Yes. Start whoever you want.
Tell Luka to shoot from the bench.
You may have some of your secondary guys. Wow, he's having a good night. Let's leave him in for a little while. Yeah, this is great. Get this guy more rest.
Yeah. You go to Luka tonight and tell him he's not starting.
Well, it really doesn't matter. It's different.
All right. That's another edition of People Say the Darndest Things About Sports.